Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
How's everyone feeling? I know it's been a rough couple weeks of travel, but everybody feeling okay? Everybody?
Actually, it is a little hard carrying all the bags. Just want to point that out again, everyone.
But look at the muscles you've built, Robert.
Wow, Robert, you actually look very good and ripped right now.
Really? Oh, thanks.
It's not just because your clothes are ripped. It's because your muscles are ripped.
I think I have a new vote for strongest person in the group.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm good. I'm just going to load up.
I don't know why he didn't opt to use the, you know, automatic cargo thing that I built. It's been following us this whole time.
He needs purpose.
I thought it was for the muscles.
Well, you do.
Okay, all right, I got it. What did you bring, Captain?
Oh, you know, just the necessities. A few essentials.
Yeah, but there's four bags.
Yeah, essentials.
Okay, right. Okay, I got it.
Some people like to have a reason to complain, so we're actually being good people by giving him a reason to be upset.
Oh, and Bartholomew, Barty, I can't remember which.
Whatever.
Okay, the bot is still following, so that means we're on course, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, totally. The navigation system at the front of the cargo container.
At the back.
The cargo container is at the back of the navigation system, which is at the front of the cargo. I guess it
that's
would be
following
an infinite
us.
Loop. Yeah, no,
right.
That's right.
Okay, good. Okay, march on, Beatrix. We're ready.
Well, I think we're, you know, only about maybe half a day's journey from where we're going, if not less.
Okay.
Are you sure you guys don't want to maybe take a break? Maybe we could set up camp?
Oh, yes. Oh, there we go. Setting everything down.
We don't have to do it all in, you know, one big trip.
I agree. Right? Oh, yeah, no, great idea.
I mean, we have been traveling for, like I said, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's been nice to sleep outside and kind of show you all the ropes of how I do things around here.
Yeah, it would be nice if someone, like, you know, wouldn't mind sharing a tent. I know I bring it up a lot, but, you know, just maybe just
If you had brought a tent, you would be able to share a tent.
Okay, I'm just going to make a tent out of these bags.
Honestly, we should just keep moving. I'm incredibly bored. I have no eyes and can't see anything. And Robert is really bad at explaining stuff, especially when his breathing's so heavy.
Well, Al, maybe we just take a little break, you know? Why don't you play a game of chess with Barty? Isn't that what you like to do, huh?
I mean, sure. That's fine.
There we go, right?
Okay. Camping chess, that's a thing.
Great. So a break it is. I'm just gonna... Just gonna head over there, do some captain stuff, and then I hope you guys enjoy your chess.
Okay, I guess I can play chess. This is fun too.
Yeah, here's some rocks. And you can just draw a little crit in the ground.
Oh!
Look, there you go.
Don't worry, I have a fully equipped chessboard in the cargo hold.
I'll go get some fresh water.
It's okay. It's okay, no one's gonna hurt you, I'm here. They're close, but they're not gonna find you. Not if I have anything to do with it. It's gonna be okay.
Captain!
Oh, hey! Hi! Hey, I didn't... You really gotta wear a bell or something, Beatrix. You just sneak up on people.
I don't say I sneak. I don't sneak. I'm just quiet in my approach.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh! Oh, you heard... I was just, talking to myself. Just going over some captain protocol. Mm-hmm. Nothing you need to concern yourself with whatsoever.
Captain protocol, huh?
Yeah, protocol.
Captain protocol.
Yeah.
Captain.
Do you have a problem with me?
Hey, you two.
Oh.
Hey, I just jogged over. Wow, it's so easy to jog places now. Who knew? Ripped. I just want to know what you guys wanted for dinner tonight.
I
mean, I caught a fish when I was getting some fresh water just now.
Awesome. All right, I'll take that. Well, that's a strange looking... Okay, yeah, thanks.
You know, just watch out for its snappers.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, okay. Captain, fish, what would you like with fish this evening?
Actually, Bob, I'm not really that hungry. Thank you, though.
Okay, no problem. All right. I feel like I interrupted something.
You did.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want me to go?
I think that's what my grimace is implying.
Oh, sorry, right, okay. So fish, I'll decide what goes with the fish.
Maybe chips?
Yeah, chips. It's a great idea. Okay.
I think the captain likes chips.
I feel like there's like a...
Bob, could you please give us a minute?
Yeah, sure. Understood. Okay.
Rook E5.
Okay, yeah. I should warn you. I've been reconnecting with my Barty self, right?
Yeah.
And I've got my engineering skills are, you know, right on point. I should warn you, this is a chessboard of my own design. And it has an additional feature where every time you lose a piece, it sends a wave through your hand to your brain and causes you to have a profound realization about yourself.
Don't have hands, don't have a brain. Don't think this will be a problem.
It has a digital component. You're right. I was speaking figuratively for you, the AI.
Okay.
I'm used to you as... Yeah.
Okay, this is great, because honestly, I'm glad you're reconnecting with yourself. Have you noticed, like... Because everyone else is just being a bit too... normal. I think everyone's just, like, on the right track and being themselves and thriving. And this has been a really great trip, and it can only get better when we finally reach our destination.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder how you feel about that when I take that rook.
Okay, Beatrix. So-called Beatrix. It's obvious that you know some things that you probably shouldn't know, okay?
What are you talking about? I am a naive scout who enjoys being delightful.
Cut the bullshit, all right? I just need to know that you're not going to fuck this up for me.
Well, I need to know you're not going to fuck this up for me.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do what?
If this is the game you want to play, we can play it, Beatrix.
You thought I wouldn't find you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Please. I've been watching you for weeks. Poor little Beatrix comes back into the base and finds me. Just have a couple of things to ask you before we take you back there.
What did you do with her?
You remember the base.
What did you do with her?
It doesn't matter. It matters what I'm going to do with you.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, hey guys, I just jogged over. I got this weird fish squid thing that's sort of stuck to one of my arms. I was hoping one of you could, sorry, I know you're in a game, could just help me get it off. It's sort of painful. Anyone? I guess it just has to be you, Barty, because...
Yeah.
No hands, no brain.
Right.
No, I... Bob, I thought that having the positive traits of two personalities would enhance me, you know, but
right.
If I'm two people, can I be a full, complete person?
I really could use some help getting this squid thing off my arm. just pull on one of the legs, maybe?
What am I really capable of?
Please, Al, is there any ideas here? It's sort of eating me.
I don't think I'll ever be able to be happy.
Okay, I'm gonna go get a blaster.
Okay, everyone pack up. Break's over. We're gonna get going.
Oh, what?
Pack up. The break's done. Come on. Call it a tie. Whatever the game is, we have to go now.
Oh, God. I feel like I was on the cusp of figuring myself out, really, but okay, let's go.
Hey, guys. I still got this thing. What's going on? Why are you all packing up?
The break is over. So get the luggage, put them on your muscles and calves, and let's go.
Well, I sort of lost an arm to this squid thing. It's sort of on. I can't get it off.
Oh, yeah. I thought something was different. But either way, that's not a priority right now.
Okay. Okay, right. We don't have Beatrix. We can't go without Beatrix.
I really don't think that's necessary. I think we can go.
What?
Why?
Captain's orders. We're leaving without her. Let's go. Now.
Someone pick me up. Captain's orders. Someone pick me up and start walking.
Okay, I'll go try to get what bags I can. I'm going to have to pick and choose.
Captain, strictly speaking, I've never recognized your authority to give orders. And I don't think I want to leave without Beatrix.
I'm sorry. Are you defying my orders right now?
That was what I was trying to explain.
Insubordination.
I have the power to fire you, Bartholomew.
Right, and that would be quite the threat, once again, if I recognized your authority over the operation to hire and fire and so on. It'd be like if you started a job as a garbage person, right? And then someone else gets hired in head office, right? But they didn't actually get hired. They were just, you know, someone who's like a family member of the boss who kind of hangs out a lot. And then they say, you know, I don't like the way you do your job and you're fired, Barty Bartholomew. But I could still keep doing my job as long as their family member was cool with it. You see what I'm saying here? You're the family member in the scenario.
I didn't catch any of that. But at this point, you have to choose between me or Beatrix. And that choice you make depends on what you...
Ow!
I don't think you're going to have to make that choice, Bartholomew.
This is a mutiny! Oh my God!
Hey guys, I just heard an AC-97 plasma rifle.
Everybody shut up.
It's not her! It's not her! No one listen...
I'm not who I say I am. Well, maybe we should be asking Captain here some more questions. Bartholomew, throw me some tape.
Beatrix, as much as I didn't want to take orders from Captain, I'm hesitant to take this order from you as well.
Bartholomew!
Is it for a good reason?
Oh, the AC-97 laser rifle shot the Captain. Oh.
This is one of the worst things ever happened.
Bartholomew! Tape.
Okay.
Stop
doing
that!
Around your mouth.
But that's
And around your arms.
No. Oh, this is quite violent, and this is traumatizing.
Can I have the AC-95 rifle, please?
I don't think that's a good idea, Robert. In fact, I think everyone's just going to sit tight for a minute while I deal with our so-called captain.
Okay.
This would be such a great time for me to have hands and a brain.
Well, I guess we're setting up camp again?
Oh, we're not setting up camp. Oh, no. We're going to where I've been leading us.
No,
we're
can't...
going to where the captain's been trying to not take us. Oh, shut up, you.
No, I'm down an arm, and I don't think I can carry the captain and all the bags, actually.
Put it in the compartment bot.
What do you mean, compartment bot?
There's been a bot that can carry everything, and we just haven't wanted to tell you because we haven't wanted to make you feel like an idiot.
Oh, you mean the navigation bot that's following behind us?
Huh. Yes.
With the big cargo hold at the back, I've been referring to the cargo component of the navigation and cargo bot.
I'm just tired of putting up with all of this positive bull, okay? We have a place to go, and I am taking us there because I need to show you all the truth, okay? So let's just start walking, unless someone else wants to get shot.
I don't think that this is Beatrix.
What makes you think it's not me, Al?
It's the yelling.
The only person I know who cocks a laser rifle like that. I haven't seen in a very long time.
Oh!
Well.
Oh!
Miss Brass, if you'd please explain yourself what's going on here.
Well, I guess the ruse is up. But we aren't going to explain anything until we get to the base.
We've been traveling away from the base.
Not that base.
Oh. Okay.
She's way more badass than I remember her.
I don't think she really actually liked to leave the base. Well, I guess that's changed.
A lot has changed, Robert. Nice to see you. Last time I saw you, you had the butt of a gun in my face.
Director Tinsley, actually. No, Robert's fine.
That's enough, okay? That's enough. If I don't have to play this ruse anymore, then why don't we just get going, huh? Why don't we all just get going? Because there's a lot you don't know. Mm. What did I just say?
Okay, I'm gonna just drag the captain back to the cargo.
You're not touching her.
Okay.
I'm the only one who's gonna guide this captain.
Okay, I'll just pick you up, Al. We'll go load the bags in the cargo bot. Okay. With my two arms, because the fish thing.
The mean one's back.
I'm only mean because it meant I could survive. Nice to see you, Barty, Bartholomew.
Yeah, whatever, it's fine. You know, I would say nice to see you. It's a new social situation for me. And that laugh makes me think that maybe your comment wasn't entirely sincere.
Well, lots changed since I saw you last, Bartholomew.
I was dead! What did I do?
You really don't remember?
Death?
No.
No, I don't remember death!
What happened after? It's not... buried in your code somewhere? I thought that you said it was buried. You could resuscitate these things. When we spoke, you said... You really don't remember?
I need more to go on.
We don't have time. We don't have time, okay? I have been building to this for too long, all right? This has been happening for too long, and we need to get to the base, okay? It'll just be clearer when we get there. I just need us to get there.
Hey, Al, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just processing everything.
Shh. Quiet. We're not that far away.
Oh.
Okay. So, trying to piece this together. Beatrix is Beatrice.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's got a gun.
Yeah.
She knows how to use it because
yeah.
She is head of security, or, well, used to be.
Yeah.
Before I, the event that we don't want to talk about happened.
Yeah, the murder.
Right. She shot the captain.
Yeah.
And she still has the gun.
Yeah.
And she's talking to Barty Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Cool. So our choices are we could run back to the base we know.
Yeah.
Or we could follow along and try to save...
Yeah!
Shh, okay. So just one question.
Yeah.
Do you have a gun?
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay, I think we have one more episode to get to the basics.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We do.
Should I know what you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
Love it.
Improv.
But I think Mutiny is great, too.
Yeah, Mutiny was a great call.
Yeah, we now have enough, Michael, because of your Mutiny comment.
Did I say Mutiny?
Yeah. I said
yeah,
Mutiny.
Yeah, it was Al.
Fuck you, Sean.
Way to go, Michael. It was an amazing offer, Michael, and
great
we couldn't
job,
do this
Michael.
Without you.
I love
I quit!
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.